Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you, as always, by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle here with me, as he always is. He's always by my side, Greg, even when I tell him to leave. Like, Greg, I'm going home. He won't leave my side, and I appreciate that. Todd Sadowski from Fox 43, our special guest, joins us once again to talk some Penn State football. We are in preview mode, or as we like to call it, look-ahead mode.
There it is. Yep.
1-0 Penn State. 79 points they're averaging per game this season. They take on Buffalo this weekend, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night, a game on Fox, Fox 43 here locally, looking to move to 2-0. So we're going to look ahead to that matchup. Looking back just a little bit for starters, just stock up, stock down from that Idaho game. So much positive stuff happening against a pretty poor team in Idaho.
Who's bringing the negativity, Dustin?
I've got a couple. If I'm required to go there, I will. Usually, that's
your
job.
You're steering this ship, so you tell us where to go. We'll go accordingly.
There's an iceberg straight ahead, an iceberg of negativity. We're going to round things out with Ask Greg, your Penn State football questions for our own Greg Pickle. I'm sure Todd over here will chime in as well, so you'll get two for the price.
Got a lot of questions for Greg. Got a lot of questions. Not all of them are related to football either. So,
all right.
Oh, good. I love it. I love it. Did I mention, by the way, we're coming to you, as we usually do, from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Let's talk stock report from Idaho. We'll go through as much. And what I want to focus on is the core positives, like the concepts that we think can carry forward with this team. Because there's always some fool's gold whenever you're playing a team like Idaho and you're rolling up 600-plus yards. You're scoring 79 points. You probably could have scored 100 if you wanted to. I'll start with just the depth. You know, the speed, the athleticism, the depth that was promised about this team, I think we saw it, you know, and it's not the best place to get an apples-to-apples comparison. But, like, I was kind of watching this game with an eye for which of these guys can hold up and make impact plays if that's Ohio State on the field instead. And I think the number of players you could probably throw into that category is as high as it's ever been under James Franklin. You have some really impressive athletes out there. Some new faces, some question marks and some concerns, obviously, that you can't ease at all. You can't even begin to address them against Idaho. But depth and athleticism are something really interesting about this group.
As advertised. I mean, that's what the book has been with this team. And so you see a guy like Brandon Smith running all over the field late in the third and fourth quarter, and you say, wow. I mean, there wasn't much of a drop-off, if any, from the last guy that was just in there making tackles. Absolutely. So I agree with you. And the depth of talent, it showed from the very beginning all the way till the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that all we heard about this Penn State football defense, you knew that it was going to put on a pretty good show against Idaho. It actually put on a better show than expected, to go back to something you said earlier this week, Dustin. And just thinking about how this team really just dominated Idaho from start to finish. Defense, I think, really took pride in the fact that this is a game we need to go out and push some guys around, get some sacks, get some positive momentum rolling along, and they did just that.
I think that would be an understatement there. I mean, seven sacks. If you were unleashing, you know, Penn State's best pass rushers for four quarters against this group, that it could have been really, really ugly. But I think Yetur Gross-Matos was 2.5 of those sacks. At least one of them, I think it was just one, came from that defensive tackle position where he just blew past a guard. It was not even close. It was just one quick step off the line, and he was right on the guard's hip. That's something that you're going to obviously, as the year goes on, have some better and better offensive line play, some better guard play. But that pass rush in third and long situations is going to be really fun to watch. And I thought that was a fundamental takeaway too. Like, I know that that's not a new idea. We have seen Yetur Gross-Matos in this role before, but I still think not quite like this. And I think the pass rush as a whole – From the defensive ends, just in a traditional look, is going to be pretty impressive. I think third and long situations there's going to be some fireworks this year. And I thought we saw those against Idaho. I think we'll see those even against good teams.
So you like to say unrivaled. They like to call it unrivaled. How about unleashed? That was the word that I think is the buzzword with the defensive effort. So I'd like to say that moving forward, you're talking about what kind of works towards the rest of the season. The size of the field doesn't change, right? When they play someone else, it doesn't change when they play Michigan State or Ohio State. So when Jordan Stout kicks all these touchbacks, you know, we touched on this last, you know, on Monday's show. To me, that is the one thing that you can translate to any game the rest of the year. He's going to kick it out of the end zone for a touchback. He can kick it from 50 yards plus. He's a weapon that they can use in tight games that they have lost in the past for one reason or another, potentially because of kick return coverage or a missed field goal or whatever it may be. Jordan Stout really stocked up after that first performance.
Probably the one thing where you can look at it and say this has not his performance, which was one of the best ones of any Penn State player on Saturday, had absolutely nothing to do with Idaho.
Yep.
You know, you can question, you can question some of the stuff about the offense's production, the defense's production. Was it because Idaho was so bad? Was it because Penn State's so good? Whatever. But Idaho had no impact on him kicking the ball out of the end zone at security guards, at Joe Herman, over and over and over again. I mean, he just was, he kicked one that was fair called at the five, and we talked about it earlier, but it almost seemed like that was planned. Like it was like James Franklin says, to get it on tape. Could anyone have predicted that? So if Penn State's transfer portal entries, Juwan Johnson didn't play in the Oregon Auburn game. Tommy Stevens had a great game for Mississippi State. I'd make the argument though that Jordan Stout is up there with Stevens is the, if you're ranking the impact of the portal in Penn State, I think it's Stevens 1A and Stout 1B. So I think even though they lost a bunch of guys at the portal, I still think they made out just fine.
I also think Weston Carr is going to deliver some kind of moment at some point this year. I know, you know, the wide receivers in particular, you saw so many of these guys running around and nobody jumped off the page statistically. But I think Weston Carr is a guy who he's got a moment or two in him. So Penn State might end up, as you mentioned, more of a benefit than a loss on the NCAA's transfer portal.
Or maybe not. We'll see.
We'll see. You can't really tell just yet. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by our good friends at GoPSURV.com. We're looking ahead to Buffalo. There's not a lot of time left for you to look ahead to Buffalo, but if you do and you're interested in coming up for a game in Happy Valley at any point this fall, really, but especially, you know, looking at this weekend, a late kickoff, a full day of tailgating, you're not in a hurry to do anything there. GoPSURV.com is really needs to be on your list of places to check out because it's carefree tailgating. We like to call it the ultimate tailgating experience because you don't have to worry about much. You don't have to think about much. You show up on Friday, you tailgate for a day, 2 days. You get a ride to Beaver Stadium on GoPSURV.com. They got a bus for you. You tailgate there, you come back, you do more of the same. It's a full weekend of college football. Check it all out at GoPSURV.com. While we're still on the stock up, I think Devin Ford, as the number four guy, I know when Penn State put out its depth chart last week, I'm sure it'll be more of the same this week. There were oars separating every single running back. But Devin Ford, I don't think it was much of a secret that he was the latest to arrive. I think he needs to continue to do things to make sure that he's in that conversation to burn his redshirt. Scoring an 81-yard touchdown, I don't care how much resistance there was. You know, really just a quick move, a big hole. You know, he kind of shed one little loose arm tackle and he was off to the races. But I think anytime he can deliver an impact moment, it's going to help his chances. He's a special player. All these guys are special players. I think we could actually be looking at a four-man running back rotation.
Yeah, I do believe that we'll see all these guys play. The question is Ricky Slade being overlooked because the other guys found the end zone and he did not? They didn't need him to anything.
He did. He found it on
a short one. Oh, I'm sorry. He did early on. Yes, yeah, yeah.
But I think he finished with five carries for nine yards.
That's right.
You know, he was the only guy statistically that didn't jump out to you.
Right. So, you know, I think – but that's okay. I mean, they didn't need him to, you know. He just – he went in, he did what he needed to do, and he got out of there. I don't think there's an issue with that.
The stock up part of it for me with Devin Ford doing that is the depth factor of it, him being the fourth running back. And so for somebody to look at that position and go, we're going to be just fine, no matter who's in there. Yeah. We've got plenty of guys that can do it, and they're going to be looking at other factors to put the best guy on the field. So when you have those four competing and those four to choose from, man, whoever, you know, jumps out at the coaching staff to put on the field, you have to be feel pretty good about that decision.
And oh, by the way, the offense, there wasn't a lot of success involved, but there was definitely an uptick in usage as for running backs as wide receivers. So so that's something I think about the offense you can watch moving forward. Barring any other, I think Sean Clifford, once he settled in, was stock up to me, because I think for, you know, the quarter and a half or so that he was calm and under control and playing, he looked pretty good to me. I think he more than met my expectations. How about stock down? We'll go to, you know, to take it into negative town. I've got two entrants here. I'll start with Mack Hippenhammer, who was maybe the only guy on Penn State sideline to really get the ire of James Franklin. Maybe some others did on the sideline that we didn't see, but late in this game, you know, to not pull in a punt, to set up a short field when everybody's trying to preserve that shutout, he lost a point or two in James Franklin's book.
Yeah.
And James Franklin, unsolicited, mentioned that it should have been a shutout after the game. It wasn't even the question that he was asked. Should have been a shutout. Defense
He's
played shutout.
He's good at that, making sure he gets his message in, no matter whether he was asked the question or not.
I think Mack Hippenhammer got that message again and again and again. I think when they do film review of this game, he's going to get the message a few more times. I don't think this is a long-term, like, Mack Hippenhammer loses points, but maybe you're talking about, all right, Mac. Well, I mean, maybe punt returns. Well, we're going to have to reevaluate that some.
Yeah, it's an easy call because he's the one that laid it on the carpet. For me, the general theme of turnovers is what bothers me about the game, it being a stock down. You know, they had 28 rushing attempts. They had sacks. They got their hands all over the quarterback, and not once did Idaho lay it on the ground. When you play a team that you can physically dominate like that, that ball should be coming out. On a hit, on a sack, a strip sack, something. Penn State laid it on the carpet three times and lost one. They didn't put it on the carpet at all. You can't tell me Idaho, the Vandals ball security, is one of the best in the country. Penn State at some point is going to have to get a big turnover. No, Greg, you can't tell me that. Did I not say that? I thought I was clear about that. You can't tell me that. No. But at some point, they're going to have to get the ball out of the opponent's hands and on the ground and get a turnover for that. Now, John Reed got an interception, but when you can physically dominate a team like you did, you have got to be able to strip that ball out away from the ball carriers.
I couldn't agree more with you. That was one area they said that they had fixed and they had focused on. You and I had heard it a million times during the interviews leading up to this point. It didn't look fixed. The John Reed pick was great. One other stock down, and it's not stock down, but let's something to monitor the parking situation. Let's see if it gets any better over the next couple of weeks.
Just run your route, Greg. All right, we got more to come. Looking ahead to Penn State Buffalo, part one coming up after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.